Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Tuesday the 24th of May, and our Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah 64, verse 9. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people.
And our New Testament reading is from 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. It's David and Cynthia here with you today as the Irish cast. David, I wonder perhaps you could give us some context to these verses.
Well, in Isaiah 64, verse 9, the preceding verse is verse 8, and it's that well-known verse. It says, But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. And then it says, Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we are all your people. And here is Isaiah, he's crying out to God. He says, God, do not be angry, do not be furious with us. We have sinned, and we have sinned grievously. But he reminds God that he says, You are our Father. And he says, We are clay in your hands. Please don't throw this lump of clay into the bin or throw us away, but remember that we are your people. And then in the 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, there's again a couple of well-known verses that precedes and also follows this. It says in the preceding verse, If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. So when you bring these Old and New Testament verses together, we discover that sin and iniquity plagues even the people of God. But we don't give up on ourselves, we don't fall into despair. We are encouraged to go to God. We're encouraged to realize that we actually have an advocate in heaven who is Jesus Christ, the righteous.
The Lord is the Lord. We exist, we live, we are because of him. And we know in the scripture here in Isaiah, in the preceding verse, it refers to the Lord as the potter and that we are the clay. And so that clay can only live, can only exist because the potter has made and formed that clay. And we know as well there are other scriptures that refer to us as the dust of the earth. And we live because the Lord has breathed life into this dust. And yet the one who has breathed life into us, the one who sustains us, the one who nourishes us, is the one that we sin against. And that sin can cause us to hide from the Lord in exactly the same way as our parents Adam and Eve did. And we bury our sin. We try to deal with it ourselves. We feign righteousness. We pretend that we are holy. And we try to fool the Lord. But the Lord knows us. And the Lord knows that we are as but dust. And he has made provision for us to approach him, to come to him with our sin, confessing our sin in Jesus Christ, and that he will not turn us away, because rather than us hiding our sin is indeed hidden in Christ Jesus. We are covered in his righteousness, and it is because of him that we can approach our Father.
That reminds me of my granddaughter, who is 4 years old, And she asked me one day, she calls me Pops. She says, Pops, can I play with that plane? And it was an Airfix Spitfire that I had made and I had painted and I thought was really fantastic little plane. I says, certainly. And so off she went and played with the plane. And then a few minutes later, she kind of came in back into my study very sheepishly and she had the plane in her hands and it was broken. Part of the tail had broken off. And she kind of came in and I could realize that she was kind of half hiding it. But she also came and says, Pops, I've broken your plane. I'm sorry. And, you know, as a grandfather, I looked upon her, not with anger, but with compassion and with love. Because I realized this was a very special moment, that even though something, an object was broken, the object itself wasn't important. What was important for me as a grandfather was to see my granddaughter coming, not hiding from me, but coming to me and asking forgiveness. And forgiveness just poured out of my heart. And I give her a hug and I said, don't worry about the plane, I'll fix it. Isn't that true of our Father in heaven? How he asks us not to run away from him when we sin or do something wrong, but actually come into his presence. And we discover that we have a compassionate Father and a loving Saviour. And he has given us Jesus Christ to be our advocate, to speak on our behalf, and also to speak peace and blessing and forgiveness into our hearts.
Yes, I have found that the most freeing place to come to with my sin is to come into the presence of the Lord. And rather than to hide it and to try to deal with it myself, but to come before him with my sin, to confess that I have sinned against him, and to know that there is forgiveness in Christ. And indeed, Jesus is my advocate. Jesus is your advocate. He speaks on our behalf before the Father. And he says, this one is mine. This child is mine. I have paid for him. I have paid for her. And that she is a forgiven child. And so I do not need to fear because of my sin, but rather I come with my sin before the Lord, knowing that he forgives. And equally, it is good that we confess our sin one to another, to a brother and a sister, that they too may also speak to us the words of forgiveness, the words of absolution, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we are indeed forgiven.
I remember there was a time in my life when I had sinned grievously against the Lord, and I felt that everyone, friend and foe, had turned their back on me, but also I felt that Jesus also had turned his back on me. And yet, when I started to hear the voice of forgiveness, when I started to hear gospel promises speaking into my life, then I began to have hope again and I kind of came out of a place of despair. And I realized that actually Jesus Christ is an advocate for us even when we sin. And we have someone who is in heaven interceding for us, upholding us, strengthening us, even when we feel at the very lowest point of our life. We've got someone in the very highest of heaven thinking upon us, interceding on our behalf, pouring grace and strength through the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And so take encouragement and strength today that you may feel very isolated, you may feel very much on your alone, but you are not. There is Christ the advocate who is interceding on your behalf. He has got your name on his heart. And I would like to read out a hymn that, again, always speaks to me. It's by an Irish hymn writer called Charity Smith. And I'd just actually like to read out the very six verses because they summarize all that we've been speaking these last few moments. It's called Before the Throne of God. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God, the just, is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect plea, spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Saviour and my God.
Let's pray. O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the works of your hands. Though you hold us closely, we too often stray from your warm embrace. Father, forgive us this day, and guide us into genuine fellowship with you and with one another. Amen.
And Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can lift up the church in Ukraine, and remember Ivan and Zhenya in the church there in Sumy. We remember Max, and we remember other brothers and sisters in the Lord in the Ukraine that are going through very difficult times. But Lord, we are reminded that we have an advocate in heaven who is Jesus Christ, the righteous. And I pray, O God, that you will lift up these precious souls before the throne of grace and of mercy, that they may know daily strength, that they may know the provision of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing verse 1 and verse 3 of that hymn, Before the Throne of God. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is Love, whoever lives and pleads for me. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.